This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We do have fun, but we're also concerned about mental health. And every other Tuesday, we talk to Dr. Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. How you doing, Dr. Judy?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tommy?
I am okay. Thanks for getting up early out in California, as you always do, to be with us. This week, we wanted to talk about maintaining relationships for adults, parents of adult children, and what happens when they become estranged. Because I got some emails from people asking about this, and y'all can text your questions in to 504-260-1870 as we have our conversation here. Dr. Judy, I guess, first of all, I was listening to a podcast, Hidden Brain, which I love. I don't know if you've ever heard it or not. And they were talking about how people are not the same 10 years from where they are. In other words, like, we make decisions based on where we are today, but that's not who we're going to be 10 years from now, right? Does that make sense?
Right, exactly. So there's only so much forward thinking you can do, right? There's also just a need to also be able to do what you need to do in the moment as things are happening.
So the reason I wanted to talk to you about this is I've talked to a couple of parents who have trouble with their adult children because they're expecting their adult children, and it happened where I heard the podcast and had these conversations, and that's why I wanted to talk to you about it. They expect their children to be at 25 who they were at 15, and that's not a reasonable expectation, is it?
No, it's not. But I also understand that sometimes parents get really nostalgic for a certain time in their child's life and what that relationship was like. But the whole point of all of this is that everyone's always evolving, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's hard, though. I mean, it's easier said than done, of course. It's easy to just say that. And then there's the emotions that come with it, your memories, your own stuff, you know, your own baggage, maybe why you're feeling more attached to your child being at a certain phase in their life versus the one they're in now. There's a lot of reasons for that. So I think that being a parent, you're constantly having to do a ton of self-work just to understand why you feel a certain way about certain things.
So if somebody is estranged from their adult child, where do you go about fixing this? I guess both have to be willing.
Yeah, there has to be an openness and willingness. And I think it's easy to, you know, again, just given the history that you have with people, no matter how much you love them, oftentimes there's things that you've been holding back. And then when you finally do talk to them, it just all comes out and it sounds like blaming. Mm-hmm. And the best of us do that, you know, even if you think that you're going into a conversation open-minded, it's just so easy to all of a sudden, you know, not be able to, I guess, control the flow of information that comes out if you haven't talked to them in a long time. And somewhere in that conversation, the other person likely will react to something that you said because it sounds like you're blaming them or that you're saying it's all their fault. So I think it's important to slow the conversation down and have some ground rules before you talk, especially when you know you're going to be talking about something pretty emotional.
Like what? And as we talk about this, Dr. Judy, somebody texted in and said change is not only inevitable, it is sometimes necessary. And that's really spot on, because do you really want your 25-year-old to be a 15-year-old? No, right?
No, you don't. But at the same time, I think... again, people sometimes reminisce about the time when your child needed you more, or when they were on the precipice of something and they came to you and you were their main go-to, and now they have all these other people they'd rather talk to. You know, it can be really hard, especially with all the blood, sweat, and tears you've poured into your children and child rearing, and then now it's like they don't even care that you exist. Mm-hmm. But Tommy, you and I have talked about this before, and I've experienced it myself, at least from, you know, being an adult child. Mm-hmm. You go back to your parents later on, you know. I definitely had a phase where I was just kind of trying to make it on my own and trying to do my own thing and wanting to be independent. And now I want to spend time with my parents. I'm always asking them to spend time with me, you know, more so than I think they ask me to spend time with them. Honestly, I mean, I feel like I'm pursuing that relationship a lot more proactively right now.
When it comes to ground rules, you said, so it doesn't all come pouring out. What are if for whatever reason somebody is estranged from their adult child? And they had a conversation, you know, and it's like cooler heads prevailed. It's like, well, okay, look, I value the relationship with you. You value it with me, or they say the same thing. Let's sit down and talk about it. What are some of the ground rules that you would establish?
I would say that it's important to practice active listening. It's one of the biggest therapeutic tools that we have, but it's easy to do, which is basically let the person speak, and then you reflect what they said. In your own words, you know, you can repeat it verbatim, but it starts to sound robotic. So you should put it in your own words. And then the other person has a chance to say, yeah, that's right. That was the spirit of what I said. Or actually, no, let me correct you. But that stops any kind of misunderstanding before it happens, because usually you think you heard something and then you say something in reaction. And that's where arguments start in the relationship, as well as the conversation starts to derail. But if you just slow it down to do that reflection process, then there's a chance to correct misperceptions in the moment before you actually react to them, right? Because the first thing out of your mouth is not going to be, well, I can't believe you said that. Now, wait a minute, et cetera, et cetera. The first thing out of your mouth is actually going to be, well, I heard you say this. Is that right? So the first thing out of your mouth isn't a reaction. It is just a summary of what you think you heard. And even though it sounds a little bit tedious, it's actually not. It's so helpful, because your conversation is shorter and more meaningful and more effective when you can just correct things in the moment. And then you're not arguing about something that one person thought they said, but the other person says, nope, I never said that.
Well, and to show you that I'm listening, as you say that, I realize, well, if you do that, you can't interrupt the other person, because you have to let them finish before you can repeat it back, right?
Exactly. But also whoever's speaking has to try to, you know, be reasonable. You can't expect the other person to summarize an entire tirade that's 5 minutes, right?
No, so yeah. You can't
keep it to a few sentences at a time.
It's like a presidential debate. You don't want everybody talking at the same time.
Right.
You want everybody to have their say, but by the same token, everybody has to have their allotted amount of time, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
So somebody texted and said, how do I reach out to a child who doesn't talk to me anymore because of my ex-wife?
Interesting. Well, it's hard, because obviously that sounds very, very personal. Mm-hmm. And sometimes children feel like they have to have an allegiance to one parent or another, or they feel like something's unfair and one parent's the aggressor and the other one's being victimized in some way. You know, while that may be true or not true, I think it's less about the objective truth of the matter, because there is really no objective truth. Everybody sees things differently. Mm-hmm. And I think it's about, you know, really focusing on your connection with them. So, yes, I understand you're mad because I'm not speaking to my ex-wife or our relationship is on the rocks, but I still want a relationship with you. So is there a way that we can make that happen, even if you're a little mad at me or a lot mad at me because of, you know, my relationship with your mom or the lack thereof? And it's important just to bring the focus back to your relationship.
Yeah, it's interesting you talk about absolute truth, because I would think both of them should go into it saying, look, first of all, there is no absolute truth. There's a way I see it and the way you see it. So let's see if we can come to a meeting of minds, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I just think that it's sometimes really hard for people to You know, I just think that it's really hard for people to sometimes break out of their own rut of thinking and to try to see something another way. And also you have to understand that ego is a bit involved. You know, if that person is right, then that means you were wrong, or maybe you're not absolutely right. I think that people sometimes are not ready to handle that part because it feels like, well, if I've been holding this belief for this long and I happen to be wrong, well, what does that mean about me? But, you know, everybody's wrong all the time. You can't be right all the time. And I think if you just let that part of the ego go and just say, well, with the time I have left, like, do I really want to be doing this and, you know, not talking to my dad and, you know, time is precious, like, do I want to actually try to have a better relationship with him and just put my ego aside? I mean, I think that's really important.
And along those lines, somebody texted in and said that they extended an olive branch, but the olive branch was snapped in two and handed back to them. So you can't force somebody to, right? I mean.
Yeah, you can't force somebody to do something that they don't want to do. And I know that that's hard to deal with. I know that that's hard to manage in your mind. Like, well, I literally put myself out there. Now I feel embarrassed and ashamed because they're not reciprocal. Well, if their relationship is important to you, you'll keep trying when you feel ready again, but you also have to respect that they are not ready right now, but at least you don't have any regrets. You know, you've tried to manage this. You've tried to be the bigger person. And for whatever reason, they're not quite ready to talk to you right now. And, I think that it's okay to say, okay, well, I'm just going to put a pin in this and might revisit it later when I feel up for it.
Somebody texted in, and I've heard numerous stories like this where they got letters from their kids talking about how they've ruined the kids' lives. And I don't know if every parent has that waiting for them at some point or not, but they don't know if it's better to ignore the letter, refute the points in it, sit down, talk to the kid about it, what to do from there.
Yeah. I think it's hard. You know, I think that the most important thing in situations like this is you have to decide what your values are in the situation. There's the emotional response, and then there's the, well, what are the things that are the most important to me? And leading from those values, what would I do in this situation? I mean, it's okay to ask for advice from people, but sometimes that clouds your own ideas and what your highest values are for yourself, because people are talking from their experience and their value system. But if your values are that this person is worth the difficulties, the challenges, that it's worth that connection, you might act in a different way than what you might feel like emotionally in the moment. And I think that that's probably just something that we have to check in with more, even despite the fact that our first instinct is to react emotionally sometimes.
But you wouldn't want to refute a letter point by point like a legal brief or anything, would you?
No. And I think that that just takes you away from the point, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, well, what is the response that I want to have? Given my value system, is it to refute it point by point? Like, what does that actually get me? Like, what do I expect to actually happen? And if we actually saw things to the end, we might not do those things in the moment, even if we kind of felt like it. We're like, oh, we have a good argument for this, you know? I'm sure you do, but what are they really saying? What's the big picture of what they're saying from this letter? And how do you respond from your value system?
Let's take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. Somebody texted and said they have just the opposite problem. Their child is 25 and still acts like they're 15. So we'll talk about that. Dr. Judy is our guest. She's a clinical and licensed forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. Got a 3-year-old of her own? 4-year-old?
Yeah, almost four.
Almost four already. Time flies. All right, 9:36 traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, WWL. 9:43, 17 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Dr. Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast, about grown children and parents and maintaining relationships and being estranged from your grown children and how to fix that. Somebody texted in, said they have the opposite problem of rather than treating a 15-year-old, a 25-year-old like a 15-year-old, they have a 25-year-old that's still acting like a 15-year-old. Thoughts?
Yeah, well, I feel like this is a more common problem than people are maybe necessarily talking about all the time. But you do hear this concept of a failure to launch where it's like, hey, they're adults now. Why are they not behaving like adults? Why are they still so dependent? Why can't they make certain decisions or why can't they get a job? And I think, you know, everybody needs different things at different times. Every child and adult develops differently at different times. However, if it's clearly an important value for them to start being self-sustaining, then I think it's time to essentially start laying down more ground rules for their interactions with you. Maybe you're helping them financially. Well, there has to be ground rules for that. I will only continue to help you financially if, and then lay out what your asks are. I think sometimes, you know, parents are like, well, if I don't help or if I'm not there, then they're going to end up out on the street. But, and Tommy, we've talked about this before, where mm-hmm. sometimes you have to let your kids fail a little bit and experience stress, and they become more resilient in the process. That doesn't mean that you can't still support them from the side, but maybe reflect on some ways that you can start to essentially put some firm boundaries down about any kind of support that you're giving them and getting them to experiment more with whatever area of life you think is the most important for them to start making traction on. I think that that's a really tough one. A lot of times people come to me with this exact problem in my clinical practice, and sometimes their kids are 40 or 50, and they're still feeling like this kid is acting like they're 15 or 20.
My master's thesis is going to be on Dr. Judy Ho, clinical forensic neuropsychologist, and how she deals with her four-year-old son as he ages and goes through the different stages to see how she deals with it as a mother and a doctor. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's easy for me to say that now when my kid is a toddler. I'm dealing with toddler life right now.
Yeah, hey, good luck with that. Get some duct tape. Somebody texted in and said, I'm kidding about the duct tape. Nobody get upset. This is a serious question, that they've been married 9 years. They found out they have a 12-year-old son. The wife wants nothing to do with the son or the ex, but the person, I guess the man, wants to have a relationship with the 12-year-old. I got my thoughts, but you go ahead and tell me what you think professionally.
Well, I mean, I think that this is, again, not an uncommon problem. We're in blended families. People will have opinions about who you can have relationships with and who you can't. This is a tricky one. I think that you have to talk to the different parties involved, and you have to find if there is some kind of middle ground. If you want to have relationships the way that you want to have them, right? But you also don't want to make the people that you're in relationships with so completely mad and resentful that it takes away from your quality of relationship with them. So I think in these times, it's really important to just share your feelings, what's important to you, and then ask them, well, is there, it might not be your ideal, but what is the middle ground? Is there a middle ground? Can we work towards some kind of middle ground where each of us feel like we're getting a little bit of what we want, even if it's not the best case scenario? Because people get really fixed into, like, this is what I want, you know? So if they care about you and you share why it's important for you to have these relationships in the way that you want, sometimes that can help open the door.
And I'm doing a math here.
What are your thoughts, Tommy?
Well, I'm doing a math here, and I'm wondering although married 9 years, if the two people that are married were together when he fathered the whomever had the 12-year-old child, well, if that's the case, it would have to be the father because the mother would know, right? So if that was the case, then I could see where the woman that was married said, well, wait, you were with me and you fathered a 12-year-old. I want nothing to do with that. We'd have to get some more information on that, I guess. But I would also try to put the interest of the child first because the child didn't do anything wrong here, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, and I think that, again, when parents are fighting, adults are fighting, it's hard. It's really easy to lose sight of that. You know, whose well-being are we trying to manage here and whose well-being should be primary?
Somebody texted in and said that they are trying to reconcile with a child and the ex is OK, but it's the family that's getting in the way.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of noisy families where they want to impose what they think and they want to be able to direct your steps. And it's hard because you also love your family and you want them to be involved, but maybe not this involved. I think this is one of those times where you have to learn to say no, and that it's not really like, no, maybe later, or no, I'll think about it. Like, don't leave the open door. Just say, well, I thank you so much for your thoughts, but I think I got it. You know, and I love you, and I know that you're doing this because you care about me, but I can handle this one. You have to be firm. And in the beginning, your family's not going to like it, but if you repeat that long enough and they realize they're not going to change your mind, then they're going to have to take a different strategy, which is to just be in relationship with you. And this happens all the time in family therapy, Tommy, where when you start to make changes like this, when a person who always says yes or is pretty, you know, flexible all of a sudden says, no, that's not okay with me, it creates a lot of tension at first. And it's more difficult at first. But just like managing toddler behavior, it eventually does actually get better once people realize you mean business. And I think it's okay to say in a loving way, I appreciate your advice, but I'm not going to take it.
Somebody texted in and wants to know if there's any way to precondition a relationship if your kids are teenagers right now so that you can forestall any or avoid any problems when they get to be 25 or 35 or whatever.
Well, I guess, you know, we are always thinking about lay the groundwork. I mean, I think we're always thinking about how we can make our children successful in the future. And of course, you can't manage every single thing that could happen in the future. But it is important that as you have them, to teach them skills, even if it's really, really hard to do it in the moment. Sometimes you just want to relax. You're like, oh, whatever. Like, this is an important life lesson, but I'd rather not. But it's kind of like, well, you're going to have to take that opportunity because before you know it, they're not going to be in your household anymore. It's going to be a lot harder to lay that groundwork, right? And it applies even when they're really little children. I mean, there's so many times where I'm getting exhausted and I was like, oh, like, you know, it would just be easier to just let Luca get his way right now. But obviously we're trying to teach him manners. We're trying to teach him that certain behaviors are zero tolerance, like you can't throw things just because you're mad. And as tired as I am, it's like, all right, well, you got to handle the situation.
Manners,
right?
What are you talking about?
And that's a skill.
You want that kid to be ready for life or not? This is America, survival of the fittest. What do you mean manners? Come on, Dr. Judy. I guess final
thoughts.
Yeah,
you're right, Tommy. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, I guess final thoughts would be if you are estranged from your parents, if you're estranged from your child, life is too short. Try to find a way to put it back together.
Exactly. Because time is limited. Time is short. And if the person's important to you, don't give up on trying to make that relationship better.
Thank you, Dr. Judy. Appreciate your time as always. Dr. Judy Ho, clinical forensic neuropsychologist. You bet. Appreciate you. Host of the Supercharged Life podcast. We'll take a break, find out what Newell's got for us when we come back. Newell Norman in studio with some very special guests today. We'll find out about it when we return on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.